And welcome to Let's Talk in English. Do you want to practice your English? Well, you came to the right place. My name is Anna, and we have a great lesson prepared for you today. The topic for today is sports. Our title is Let's Learn Taekwondo. Let's learn Taekwondo. Peter, what are some things that we learned yesterday?
Well, we learned from Tyler Taekwondo. He teaches his students discipline, and Taekwondo is for defense, not attacking. Hi, everyone. My name is Peter, and I'm excited to be here with you.
Thank you, Peter. Like he said, yesterday we learned some really cool things. We even learned how to bow the Taekwondo way.
That's right. But we still have more to learn today. Are you ready, friends?
Today we are with our LTE TV friends. Do you know who has a black belt in Taekwondo?
Well, don't tell them just yet, Anna. We need to start today's lesson first.
That's right. Let's read our Read It and find out. You can follow along with Peter right now.
Alex took Taekwondo lessons when he was growing up. He has a black belt in Taekwondo, but he is not a master. He likes the sport because it exercises the whole body. Taylor's nephew is starting Taekwondo, and she wants to know more about it. Abby tried the sport once, but she stopped when she hurt her ankle on the stairs.
Thank you, Peter. Well, friends, let's get started right away. Here's Christina with our keywords.
Alex 从小就开始学跆拳道，他现在是跆拳道黑带咯。He has a black belt in Taekwondo. 这里的 black belt 就是黑带，腰带是 belt。不过他说自己还不算什么厉害的大师 ,He is not a master. 名词 master 就是大师或是专家的意思。跆拳道是一种全身的运动。It's great exercise for the whole body. Body 就是身体 ,the whole body 就是全身。Taylor 的侄子最近也开始学跆拳道了。侄子或者是外甥就是 nephew。这个字里面的 ph 发的是的音念成 nephew. Taylor's nephew is taking Taekwondo lessons. Abby 以前也学过跆拳道，但是后来因为脚踝受伤就没学了。脚踝是 ankle. She hurt her ankle. 难道 Abby 是在学跆拳道的时候受伤的吗？还是在楼梯，在爬楼梯的时候弄伤的呢？楼梯的阶梯是 stair。我们讲到楼梯的时候通常都是由很多阶梯构成的，所以讲到楼梯都会用复数的 stairs. Did she hurt her ankle on the stairs?
Hi, Alex. Did you do any sports in Taiwan?
Yes. When I was a kid, I learned Taekwondo.
Were you good at it?
Well,I have a black belt, but I stopped practicing when I moved here.
So you are good. I heard that Taekwondo is great exercise for the whole body.
It is. I practiced for many years, but I'm not a master.
Well, Peter, now we know which one of our LTE TV friends knows Taekwondo.
That's right. It's Alex. He said he learned Taekwondo when he was a kid. This is a useful phrase. When I was a kid, I played basketball. Can you give an example, Anna?
Sure. When I was a kid, I loved to watch cartoons on TV.Friends, you can try this phrase too. Practice with a friend and tell them what you did when you were a kid.
So Alex has done Taekwondo for a long time, and he's good at it too. At least he has a black belt.
Every level of Taekwondo has a different color belt. A black belt means that your Taekwondo is at a very high level. People are usually very proud of having black belts.
That's true. And then look at these little beginners right here. They have yellow belts. So they don't have black belts yet, do they, Anna?
That's right, Peter. Well, Alex stopped practicing Taekwondo. Why did he do that?
Well, he moved. And when he moved, he stopped. Why do you think he stopped when he moved to the United States? Well, maybe he needed a new teacher. Maybe he didn't know a good place to do that. Or maybe it was more expensive. Who knows?
Right, but he still practiced for many years. Christina has some helpful information about this phrase. Let's go to her right now.
Alex 说他练跆拳道练了好几年。I practiced for many years. 我们来练习介系词 for。讲到做某件事有多长的时间，就要用介系词 for。比如，我昨天等了一个小时。I waited for an hour yesterday. 他昨天晚上只睡了三小时。He slept for only 3 hours last night. 再看一句。I can stay here for a week. 我可以在这里待一个星期。所以做某件事长达多久，应该要使用介系词 for。
Thanks, Christina. You've been helping on LTE TV for many years.
That's right. Well, it's time to move on to our second conversation. Taylor's nephew just started Taekwondo. Let's see what she has to say about it.
Did you do Taekwondo growing up, Rob?
No, but Alex did. He has a black belt.
Great! I'll talk to him. My nephew just started taking Taekwondo lessons.
It's a popular sport. Many people do it for exercise.
My nephew has a lot of energy. He'll like it.
And he will learn discipline too.
That is even better!
Taylor and Rob are in conversation B. Taylor asks Rob if he did Taekwondo growing up. What does this mean, Anna?
Well, if you do something while you're growing up, that means you did it over many years while you were young. Here's Christina with some more information. Hi, Christina.
Taylor 想知道 Rob 是不是从小就学跆拳道，所以他说 Did you do Taekwondo growing up, Rob? 我们常常会说他从小就弹钢琴，或者是我从小数学就很好。这种从小就如何的说法，就可以在句尾加上 growing up。比如说，从小就弹钢琴的人就说 He played piano growing up。从小数学就不好的人就说I was never good at math growing up. 讲到跟某人从小就是最好的朋友，可以说 We were best friends growing up. 这些都是句尾加上 growing up, 描述从小就怎么样的说法。
Thanks, Christina. So, Taylor is asking Rob about Taekwondo. Why is that?
Well, her nephew just started taking Taekwondo.She wants to know more about it.
Rob doesn't know Taekwondo, but he says Alex does. Of course, we already know that because Alex has a black belt.
Taekwondo is a popular sport. That means many people like to do it. And that's today's
calendar phrase.
It's a popular sport.
It's a popular sport.
那运动很受欢迎。
I play basketball.
It's a popular sport.
I play tennis.
It's a popular sport.
I play soccer.
It's a popular sport.
All those sports are really fun.
Yeah, that's why they're popular sports.
It's a popular sport.
It's a popular sport.
那运动很受欢迎。
So we use this popular a lot in English. There are many ways we use it. We often say someone is popular. That means everyone at school likes that person. Or there can be popular foods like pizza. Pizza's a popular food in the United States.
Right, Peter. Or what about ice cream? I mean, everyone loves ice cream, right?
Yeah, and ice cream in the summer is very popular. But Taekwondo is also popular. Many people like it. Why is that?
Well, one reason is because it's good exercise. In fact, it's good exercise for the whole body. And what does Taylor think about that? Well, she thinks it's pretty great, right?
Yeah, her nephew has a lot of energy, so this is a good sport for him.
That's right. But there's another reason to take Taekwondo. You can learn discipline. Remember, friends, we learned that word yesterday.
And Taylor likes that idea even more. I think her nephew needs some discipline, too.
Maybe. You know what is really good for us? Taking breaks. So let's take one right now. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
Welcome back from the break, everyone. Today we're talking about Taekwondo. And did you know that I have a black belt?
What?
That's right. Well, I knew we were talking about Taekwondo today, so I brought my black belt.
Anna, that is not a Taekwondo black belt.
Well, how do you know, Peter? It's a black belt, so it could be a Taekwondo black belt.
No, I think you need to pay attention to today's lesson. And let's go to our last conversation today.
Have you ever taken Taekwondo, Abby?
Yes, I used to take it, but I stopped after a couple months.
Why? Didn't you like it?
I did, but I hurt my ankle, so I stopped.
You got hurt? Should I worry about my nephew? He just started Taekwondo.
Don't worry. I didn't hurt my ankle during Taekwondo. I hurt it on the stairs. It's good to see Abby in this conversation. And Taylor is still asking people about Taekwondo.
And guess what? Abby has done Taekwondo. She said she had to stop after a couple months. A couple months means two. So why did she stop?
Well, that's what Taylor wants to know, too. Actually, Abby hurt her ankle, so she had to stop.
Ooh, that hurts. That doesn't sound fun. Taylor is worried now. She's worried about her nephew. She doesn't want her nephew to get hurt during Taekwondo practice.
Right. You should be careful when you play a sport like Taekwondo. You don't want to get hurt.
But Abby says, don't worry. That's because she didn't get hurt because of the sport Taekwondo. How did she hurt herself?
Can you believe it? She hurt her ankle on the stairs. Silly Abby. She needs to be more careful.
That's right. She needs to watch when she goes down the stairs. Friends, have you ever hurt something, like your ankle, before?
Well, I have, Peter. I was learning a sport called gymnastics, and I hurt my ankle and had to stop, kind of like Abby. What about you?
Yeah, I hurt my ankle a couple times. When I was a kid, I played soccer, and if I ran and my foot got in a hole, I would hurt my ankle. I couldn't play for a long time.
Yeah, you have to be careful. But it is amazing how the body can heal. Sometimes people get hurt, but if you get enough rest, eat healthy, and listen to your doctor, you can heal well and go back to your sport.
Oh, and you need to remember to stretch before you do the sport.
Good thinking, Peter. You remembered our lesson from yesterday.
That's right. Okay, friends, now it's time for us to go to our keywords. You can say them with us.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Belt. Belt. Joe has a green belt in Taekwondo.
Master. Master. He can cook anything. He's a master.
Body. Body. Be healthy. Take care of your body.
Nephew. Nephew. I call my nephew on his birthday.
Ankle. Ankle. He hurt his ankle playing basketball.
Stairs. Stairs. Take the stairs to the second floor. Okay, friends, those are all the keywords we have for you today. And now it's time to look back at our conversations one more time.
Hi, Alex. Did you do any sports in Taiwan?
Yes. When I was a kid, I learned Taekwondo.
Were you good at it?
Well, I have a black belt, but I stopped practicing when I moved here.
So you are good. I heard that Taekwondo is great exercise for the whole body.
It is. I practiced for many years, but I'm not a master.
Did you do Taekwondo growing up, Rob?
No, but Alex did. He has a black belt.
Great! I'll talk to him. My nephew just started taking Taekwondo lessons.
It's a popular sport. Many people do it for exercise.
My nephew has a lot of energy. He'll like it.
And he will learn discipline too.
That is even better! Have you ever taken Taekwondo, Abby?
Yes, I used to take it, but I stopped after a couple months.
Why? Didn't you like it?
I did, but I hurt my ankle, so I stopped.
You got hurt? Should I worry about my nephew? He just started Taekwondo.
Don't worry. I didn't hurt my ankle during Taekwondo. I hurt it on the stairs.
Ginger, are you still practicing Taekwondo?
Yeah, look at my bow.
Ooh, it's getting better.
Oh, your bow is getting better too, Monkey Man.
So when will you be a Taekwondo master?
Oh, it takes a long time to become a master.
Oh, it takes a lot of discipline too, right?
That's right. It will take me a week or two.
I think it will take you a year or two or more.
Oh, wow, that's a long time.
Well, that's okay, because Taekwondo is good exercise.
Yeah, it's good for my body and yours.
Right. There's nothing like peace and quiet at work. Let's see what I have to...
Hey, Kobe!
It's Kobe... What are you doing anyway?
Well, Kobe, I'm boxing. Do you want to try?
Can't you see I'm trying to work? And you should be too.
But this is so much fun! Have you ever taken boxing classes?
No, George. I have never taken boxing classes, and I just want some peace and quiet while I'm working.
That was a super sentence!
Super sentence, man!
Oh no, I'm never gonna get any work done.
Yes, I am Super Sentence Man, and you just said today's super sentence.
I did?
You certainly did. Have you ever done something? You said, have you ever taken boxing classes?
I did say that! Oh, I'm just so excited about boxing!
That is great! Now, can you give me this super sentence in another way?
Sure I can. Have you ever seen someone work as hard as Kobe?
Have you ever seen someone work as hard as Kobe? A super sentence.
That's because I'm busy. And my name is Kobe. Have you ever met anyone named Kobe? No.
Have you ever met anyone named Kobe? That's a super sentence. Great job, Kobe.
Kobe. It's Kobe.
Well, sorry about that, Kobe. Well, friends, always remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
So, Kobe, have you ever taken boxing classes?
No, and I don't want.
It's pretty fun. Here, let me show you a cool move. Oh, sorry, I knocked over your computer.
I can see that. George, have you ever played with a hammer?
No. Why, Kobe?
It's pretty fun. Watch closely. It's Kobe.
Hey guys, we have learned so much about our friends at the studio today.
That's right. Alex has a black belt in Taekwondo. Taylor's nephew just started practicing Taekwondo, and Abby tried before.
That's right. And not only that, we learned a lot of new English too. Now you know how to talk about growing up. What did you do growing up? Tell a friend.
You can also practice the keywords at home, so make sure you do that. And come back again to learn with us right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.